Welcome back into Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Rocco Nucci with you. And it's time now for us to return to the hotline as we welcome in Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum. Margaret, always a pleasure to have you on. And we certainly hope that you and yours are holding up well in the midst of this pandemic.
We're holding up well, and it's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, a lot of things going on. Even though there's no baseball being played, you guys certainly have a very, very busy calendar. Margaret, how is the Baseball Heritage Museum handling this pandemic?
Well, we had to pivot like everybody else. We had a pretty full spring that was just about to start when the doors had to be closed. But the way I've been framing the whole thing is, like, even though the doors to the museum are physically closed, the doors to the stories are never closed. There are, you know, there's a treasure trove of stories that we can still be telling. So mostly we're using our social media presence and also the technology of Zoom to stay connected to our followers. And that's been really a good solid way to keep in touch with people.
Homeschooling, virtual story time. I know two big things that you guys have been able to do. Can you elaborate on that and tell us how you've been able to do that and what kinds of information has been shared along the way?
Yes. So I have made kind of a schedule for myself to put on our Facebook page and our Instagram page twice a day some homeschooling help. I've had some lesson plans, like a STEM-themed baseball-themed STEM activities. We've done coloring sheets. We've done word puzzles. All of these things get posted on our Facebook page and sent out in our newsletter. And then we ask the students to, you know, show us what they've created using our handouts and then send them to us, so we have a nice little collection of things that kids have created at home based on that. We've also done a couple virtual story times, which via Zoom. Someone will read a story on Satchel Paige, and then we have Satchel Paige himself there to answer questions. So that should be a lot of fun. I've also been kind of watching to see what other museums and other education places are doing, and I post things like a link to a very cool thing you can do out of Cooperstown. It's a virtual scavenger hunt where you can put in your team name, and then the program generates everything about your team that is housed in Cooperstown. So that's been a lot of fun for kids of all age to do that.
Very, very cool. Now, you were talking about some of these STEM programs and projects, and the kids have sent in some of the results to you guys. What kinds of cool projects have they put together? Any in particular that stand out?
I think the coolest one was how you can create your own baseball, where you use, like, items you had at home, rubber bands and bubble wrap. And I can't really remember the details of, but I think that was a pretty popular one.
So putting baseballs together with rubber bands and bubble wrap. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awfully resourceful, isn't it?
Yeah, really, yeah. You don't have to go to the store for those kind of things. So, yeah.
It's always interesting to see what kids come up with when they put their creative minds to work. They really, really are remarkable, and that's a perfect example of that. Again, Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Margaret, you guys also have, in addition to some of the homeschooling and the virtual projects, you also have a virtual happy hour session. So what is this all about?
Well, we did our first one this past Friday, which was the 60th anniversary of the Rocky Colavito trade. Author Mark Sommer, who I know has been on the program, he zoomed in from Buffalo, and we 5 o'clock we had a virtual happy hour where he talked about the trade. We had about 40 people in on the call. It was just a great conversation of people's memories and people's thoughts on it. I don't have any more scheduled right now, but there will be more of those. Another thing we're doing is we had a great schedule of programs to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Negro Leagues. I believe Ike Brooks was on the program talking about that a few months ago. And we had a program a month on Saturday afternoon scheduled, but because we can't be at the museum, that had to stop. So we're doing those via Zoom as well. So we have like a Saturday afternoon virtual happy hour as well as a Friday afternoon one. And people have really enjoyed that. It's a great way to connect with people.
Tell me about this past Friday's virtual happy hour. I love the idea. I think it's a terrific idea for people to jump on Zoom and connect with others and talk about some of these milestones, such as the one that you just laid out with the 60th anniversary of the Rocky Colavito trade, as you mentioned. Mark Sommer, the author of the book, he was on with us last week, and just kind of going over some of the details of the book. And I always find it interesting, too, to talk to people who were around during the time, you know, what they were doing, when they found out. One of the things Mark detailed was, you know, Rocky's reaction and his recollection of the whole thing. What kinds of responses did you guys get from those who participated in that Zoom call?
Most of the people seem to remember it. They were, I don't know if you remember in the book, but the opening scene is a little boy whose name was Sheldon Green, who was 10 years old at the State Theater when they stopped the movie and made the announcement that the trade was happening. And he was actually in on the call. So that was very fun. Just a lot of remembering the day and the trade and the reaction. Vern Fuller, who was a member of the Indians in the 60s when Rocky was traded back, was on the call as well. So there were a lot of people asking Vern questions about what it was like to play with Rocky. Rocky was older at that time. Vern was a young player, so that was a very fun kind of interaction to be able to have.
So how did these guys become a part of this call? Was that pre-planned, or did Mark kind of reach out? Did you reach out? Because those are two pivotal parts of this whole process.
Yeah, it's really important. What we do is I ask people who are interested in the programs, and all of the programs are listed on our website at www.baseballheritagemuseum.org. People need to go in and register for the program, and then I will generate an invitation with a meeting ID and a sign-in so that people can get in at the appointed time.
You mentioned that all throughout the year, even though it's not being done the old school way of doing things, I guess, but the new school way of doing things over Zoom and teleconferencing, you guys are still finding ways to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues, and there's some programs you guys will have moving forward. Which one of those can you highlight here over the next couple of weeks and beyond?
Sure. The next one is on Saturday, May 9th, and it's called Bazooka Blast. It's the story of Luke Easter. Bazooka Blast is actually a term that Jack Graney, the broadcaster, used to use when Luke Easter would hit one out of the park. So as of now, we believe that's going to be a Zoom call, but like everybody else, we're taking it one day at a time. We don't really know. Then in June, we have a program on Larry Doby, because the anniversary of his integrating the American League will be coming up. We'll have another one on women Negro Leaguers, which is a really interesting topic. A lot of people don't know women played in the Negro Leagues. And going into the fall, we have one on the East-West All-Star Game, Negro League players who were on the 54 championship team. So there is a program a month going through 2020. We also had planned to do some programming celebrating the 100th anniversary of the 1920 World Series win, because that's another, you know, two centennials going on. Scott Longard, the author that I'm sure your audience is familiar with, he was going to do a program on May 2nd introducing the summer of the championship. He chose to reschedule when he could do it live. So we're leaving it up to our presenters if they want to do a Zoom call or if they want to reschedule. And we're basically just playing it by ear, but we definitely have a lot of things going on, even with our doors closed.
I'm glad you brought up the centennial celebration for the 1920 Cleveland Indians World Series team, too, simply because I was having a conversation with Vince Guerrieri, who, of course, works for our parent company at the Chronicle-Telegram. And I know Vince is scheduled to have a presentation a little bit later on, talking about the media coverage of that event as well, too, correct?
Yes.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. And it was Scott's such a fun listen. We always enjoy having Scott Longard on the show as well. So that's something we'll certainly incorporate in our summer programming as well, to talk to Scott about that too, because it's always a blast to have him on the show as well. Well, Margaret, as always, we appreciate the time. You threw the website out there. Can you throw it out there one more time for our listeners that would like to go and get more information to see about how, if they're interested in maybe becoming a part of one of these Zoom sessions?
Sure. Yeah, it's www.baseballheritagemuseum.org, and program and events is the tab they would go to. Anyone who wants to sign up for our newsletter, because we're doing weekly newsletters now to keep everybody informed, you can sign up for our newsletter at the website as well. And we just want to stay connected to as many people as we can until we can open the doors again.
Very good stuff. Well, Margaret, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Great. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Margaret. Again, that's Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and break. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.